Even former President Obama warned President Biden about Trump's political strength during a private lunch meeting, apparently in June, we're told. It's according to the Washington Post. Obama also vowed to do all he can to help President Biden's reelection, Congresswoman. So a couple of questions there for you. On the one hand, all of this noise around important information about Biden, then you've got attacks on Trump the very next day. And what about this notion that some people are talking about, that at the end of the day, Biden's not going to make it. He's going to pull out because of all of this, like you said, bribery, racketeering allegations. And who will be the Democrat nominee? Is it Michelle Obama?
Yeah, really curious that they would meet like that. But let's first of all look at what you said. This is all coordinated and calculated by the most powerful government, arguably in the world. The Department of Justice is coordinating this. You can see Merrick Garland, who I think should be impeached and removed immediately for his malicious prosecution at this point. And whether you like Trump or not, this is not what should happen to any citizen, let alone a former president. And then you have, it's interesting, you bring President Obama really has a stake in Joe Biden staying there. You know, many people think that he's the guy behind the scenes. So maybe there is a Michelle Obama in the wings coming forward and they're setting this up and that they're allowing all, maybe Obama's allowing this to happen to open the door for Michelle. Wow. Let Joe go. Let him get out of this thing without, by saving face.
Well, we'll see. Congresswoman, good to see you this morning. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, always a pleasure. Thank you.